Hey, Mark Hunter joins us to preview. How are you, Mark?
G'day, Nadia. Gee, strong winds. There's not a breath of wind outside at the moment, so they must be coming from nowhere.
Exactly.
It must be nowhere, though.
Exactly. Look, fine and good four, as you mentioned, but obviously the winds can be a significant factor. How did you find the program?
Well, I think it looks pretty straightforward. There don't look too many surprises. It looks a pretty good punting day, and hopefully we go the right way.
All right, well, let's have a look at race number one. This is over 1,000 metres, and he can take out the eight. Number one, Beers with Clints at $1.80. Born Bad at $5.50. $5 for Zumana, down to Kutara, who is a $5 chance.
Yeah, that's the order I've gone in, 1, 2, 5 and 6. Number one, Beers with Clint, I think looks the winner. It's had the race experience, which is vital. Both runs were pretty good last campaign. Mornington ran on well in a leader's race, went to Caulfield at 1,200, end of its campaign, and wasn't disgraced. It's trialled well, actually went for a drive up to Murtowa there on the weekend, but the race has got called off before its race came around. So from gate one here, can spear out, take the top, and I think win the race. I think number two, Born Bad, is the Quinella horse and the danger. It's trialled well. It's been a bit slow away in the trial, so wouldn't want to be giving away too much start here. Five, Zumana. It's trialled well on wet ground, not so good on dry ground. And six, Kutara, who's won a trial in slow time. One with race experience should win from two, 1, 2, 5, and 6.
So 1, 2, 5, and 6, yes. Beers with Clint with the race experience at an odds-on quote with the tab at $1.80. We go to race two over the 1,200, a three-year-old fillies event. You can take out 4 and 10. Number two, Just Remember This at 2.10. 4.80 for Quora, 3.80 Rapidora, and then you're down to Sword of Mercy, who's at $8.50.
Yeah, not much between 2 and 6 here. They come through the same race last time at Flemington. You could argue which one was the better run and which one's better suited at 1,200. There is a price discrepancy. I don't think there's much in it. I'll just go for number 2, Just Remember This, who, on debut, just beaten by Amphitrite, which is now fantastic form, went to Flemington and chased really well up the straight. So no worries at the 1,200. I've got it just on top of number 6, Rapidora. Absolute tragedy, beaten here two starts ago. Never got out and run second. Went up the straight. Back in distance, still over raced a bit, but finished off okay. 5, Cora, it'll show speed. It'll be there for a long way. And 9, Sword of Mercy, who was good two starts ago without the best of luck, dropped back in distance over the border. Just found it too short. Better suited here at 1,200. We'll be running on 2 from 6, then 5 and 9.
So we go 2 from 6, 5, 9, race 2. Race 3 is over 1,500, and this race you can see that the 13 has come out. We've got the likes of the 8, Nikki by name at 4.40, 6.50 for Ruby's Jewel. Then we're down to Scamper at $2.50, favourite, and $5 for She's on Time.
Yeah, they're the four chances, I think, and I like the bottom one here, She's on Time, who... last start second, Ballarat suggested it was ready to win. It was down to run at a Geelong meeting recently in a 17.50 maiden. It was a late scratching, so that's a little doubt hanging over its head. But all going well here, I think it's going to be strongest at 1,500 metres. On a day where there's not a lot of value, I thought it was the best value on the card. To beat number 14, Scamper, it'll go forward. It'll give you a good sight. It's short enough odds. It has to run the distance, but it's going to be there for a long way. Number 8, Nikki by name. Every chance last time. It's another one that'll be up on the speed out of trouble. And 10, Ruby's Jewel, should have won a race by now. It comes off a Wangaratta track where you had to be up on the speed. It was dragged back. It was the widest runner, made a long run. Had no hope that way, but it's had some racing now. I'm not sure there's much improvement left. I think 15, as long as all's well, I think 15 will run terrific. 15, 14, 8 and 10.
So we go 15, 14, 8 and 10 in race 3. Race 4 is over 1,000. You can take out runners 1 and 8. We've got number 2, No Dreams or Hope at 4. Mutual Respect 280, 480 for Shotgun Rosie. Down to Levitical, who is at 5, and $6 for She's a Pluck.
Yeah, the odds have come in a little bit here the last half hour for number 2, No Dreams or Hope. But gee, I think it's a... Well, it was an each-way special around the 440, 460 mark earlier. If you want to take the $4 each way, I can't see how you miss. It was a good win two starts ago on the synthetic, then a very unusual preparation, backed up 4 days later and went to Dubbo. I missed the start, got through inside, was just beaten. I think here there's good speed up the front with a clean getaway, can be third, fourth, fifth, somewhere there. Joining in on the corner, 62 kilos, but Callow coercing it. I think we'll get it over the line and beat number 3, Mutual Respect, who's going to get a great run from the draw on its home track, and its last run is good form for this. 7, Levitical. It's got speed. It's going to be there for a long way. And at big odds, number 10, Being Dazzled, who won okay the other day and might be the one running on into the minor money. I'm keen on 2, 2, 3, 7, and 10.
2, 3, 7, 10. Race 5, this is the first leg of the quaddie, and there are no scratchings. Here we've got number 1, Any Given Bender at 5.50. Dominant Witness, 8.50. Sheer Madness at 5. Then we're down to He's a Magic Man, who's had the two runs back. It's at $4. 4.20 for Second Marriage.
Well, I think the only two hopes. They're both first up, 9 and 3. I've gone in that order for number 9, Second Marriage, who I haven't seen trial this time around. Its form last campaign was good. It was a terrific winner of a maiden at Pakenham. Then came to Sandown and Caulfield. The runs were good. It sort of got left flat-footed, then made ground again late. It resumes here. I like where it's drawn. It's got galloping room. Should be strong down the middle. To beat number 3, Sheer Madness. It's another one with decent city form. It's had the usual Salinitri trial recently where it just dropped out the back and was no real guide, but anywhere near right, it's hard to beat. 1, Any Given Bender. It's going well for the stable. It drops in grade. It'll push forward. And 2, Dominant Witness, fitter for that last run. But I think 9 and 3 hold the key. I'm going 9 from 3, then 1 and 2.
So 9, 3, 1, 2. Race number 6 is over 24.20. And this race, there are no scratchings. We've got number 1, Prince of Brooks at 5. 3.10 for Pelinamina. 6.50, Bozophony Rose and also Kalalo. And we're looking at longer odds, the others.
Yeah, it's a very basic race. Just with the last start winner, number 3, Pelinamina, who had been costly for punters, took a while to break through, went to Bendigo last time, was never going to lose, and it was least strong through the line. It's got some upside, whereas most of these haven't. You've got Ben Allen to ride. I just think work Ben's way into the race and be too strong late to beat number 6, Kalalo, who battled on OK last time. It's got a chance. It doesn't win out of turn. Number 1, Prince of Brooks, has improved at its last couple of runs. And maybe number 7, Way of the Storm, next best, who whacks away okay. I think 3 stands out, 3, 6, 1 and 7.
3, 6, 1, 7. We then go over to race 7, and he can take out runners 3 and 5. We've got number 1, Twilight Song at 9.50, 4.20 for Ultra Smart, down to Caplick at 6.50, 4.60 for Trilly. We've got Causeway Girl, who's at $2.80, the favourite.
Yeah, gee, I think it wins Causeway Girl. It's got fantastic form for this race. It was a big debut winner at Murtala, just jumped on the bunny and sailed away there, then went to Moonee Valley. Not much went right behind Multaja and Pippi and Fidelia. That's terrific form. And then wasn't disgraced last time in the Quivette Stakes. I think resuming here, I don't mind where it's drawn. It can park just behind the good speed and blend in at the right time and be too good for number 2, Ultra Smart. Coming off a break, it's trialled up well. It'll be running on strongly. 10, Daz Kazin, who has got speed and got a good gait. And 8, Trilly, didn't really appreciate the straight last time. It'll go better here. I think 9 stands out from 2, 10 and 8.
So we go 9 from 2, 10 and 8. And then we go to the last race, 8, over the 1,500. Take out runners 6 and 7. We've got number 2, Habiro, at 2.30. Trigger Point at 4.60. French Girl at 7. And then we're down to Striker Queen, who's at $3.50.
Yeah, I think those numbers you read out, they're the only possible numbers for the quaddie. Not really sold which order to go. I ended up putting number 5, French Girl, on top, who I think goes forward and parks probably outside leader or at worst in the first 3. Did a bit of work last time and fought on well. Looks ready to win. To beat number 4, Trigger Point. It was just set a huge task last time and fought on well. It's in career best form. Number 2, Abiro. Well, it's certainly the best horse. It's had a few issues over the time and resumed there at Flemington. It did get knocked over halfway up the straight, but it didn't look like it was going far at the time. Maybe the track was too hard. Gets back here to its home track and down to number 9, Striker Queen, who's going to get a lovely run from the gate and has got some sort of chance. 4 hopes, not much between them. 5, 4, 2 and 9.
So we go 5 from 4, 2, 9. And what's your best roughy quaddie and your play of the day?
We'll get it early with the best. Race 1, number 1, Beers with Clint. My, well, roughy or more of value hope here on a day where there's no real roughies. I'll go race 3, number 15, She's on Time. My quaddie will cost you $40 for a dollar. We'll go first leg 3 and 9 into 1, 2, 3, 4 and 6. Into number 9, 1 out. Into 2, 4, 5 and 9. The play of the day, I'm going to play the early quaddie. First leg number 1, Beers with Clint. Into 2, 5, 6, 7 and 9. Into 8, 10, 14 and 15. And we'll come home the early quaddie with numbers 2, 3 and 7.
Wonderful, Mark. Good luck with it. Thank you.
Thank you.
There is Mark Hunter having a look at the meeting from Mornington today. It's now 16 to 11.